future lay out there in the bullpen.
The starters are out. Now it's time to head to the bullpen.
Squad, bullpen, now.
Live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here are the producers of ESPN 97.5.
Go ahead, call the producers.
Who win it now?
This is the producers of ESPN Radio 97.5 FM and 97.9 HD2. Brian McDonald, Cam Smith, Sean Mason, John Belmer with you here for another hour leading up to Aggies basketball at 2 o'clock. Mount Rushmore plus one coming up at 1:30. Next segment, we will pick all the NFL playoff games, with one of them being against the spread, because, I mean, there's no way to pick Rams, Panthers other than the spread, because it might be the easiest game I could think of that we've picked in a long time. But that all coming up. Right now, we carry over our big question of the day that Cam has already shouted out one of his answers for. I think a very good answer to it.
Thank you.
And that question was, which all-time great players... legendary players inspired by Myles Garrett breaking the sack record last week have had their careers wasted the most on just bad, terrible teams that didn't go anywhere. And if you want to weigh in with that, either call or text, so you can hit us up on the HRP listen line, 713-780-3776. So, Cam, you mentioned the first one. I think it's a great answer. It would be in my Mount Rushmore plus one if I were to limit it to just five, but Calvin Johnson, certainly a name that comes to mind very quickly when you ask this question.
Instantly it was Calvin Johnson.
You literally could not stop yourself.
You literally could not stop yourself. Like,
it came in my head so fast.
Wow.
Oh, God.
Johnny Belmer, please pull that for future use.
Nope.
He is hiding his face in his hands. Cam Smith with the quote of the day. Wow.
I need a drink.
Smoothly moving on. Before Cam embarrasses himself further. We might need a moment.
Mike Trout.
Mike Trout is the other name, yes.
He's literally played three playoff games, I think, in his entire career.
Yes, not playoff series.
No.
He's played, this is, I think, one of the craziest stats, and there's a player that's also on this list known for crazy stats, but it's insane that a player who was like undoubtedly like the best player of his decade, well, I guess that spans, but you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
His generation until Shohei came around. But, like, Mike Trout was the one of one for, like, a 10-year period. His team made the playoffs one time, got swept, and that's been it for his entire career. Like, Calvin Johnson's a great answer, but he at least made the playoffs in more than one season with Matthew Stafford. And I don't think they won a playoff game, because I think Matthew Stafford was 0-3 in the playoffs as a Lions quarterback.
And when the Dan Campbell Lions won their first playoff game, it was the first time.
Yeah, I didn't think they won. I know they made it multiple times. Again, I think Stafford 0-3 with the Lions. But, Mike Trout is a great answer. Calvin Johnson, great answer. The person I thought you might shout out, Cam, because he plays with the same team, and I think it's – very similar in that they entered their career early instead of continuing to play and adding on to their stats. But Barry Sanders, Barry Sanders at least went to an NFC title game, so maybe you could say Calvin's was wasted more. Barry at least was one game away from a Super Bowl one time, and then the rest of his career was, you know,
toiling,
basically dealing with nonsense and bad quarterbacks. But Barry Sanders, I mean, the guy walked away just because he had had enough. I mean, he basically said no thanks to the rushing record because he was tired of playing for the Lions.
He played for a while, so he might have been on a few good Chicago teams, but Matt Forte.
He definitely was wasted, but I wouldn't think of him as an all-time great, so he didn't really come to mind for me.
Mike,
that one.
Okay, and this is another iffy one because he did have Tom Brady for that one year where they won a Super Bowl. But historically, Tampa Bay has been bad, and Mike Evans has been there for what?
He's going to be a Hall of Famer.
He's going to be a Hall of Famer.
If not for that, you know, really 2 years of Tom Brady, because the third year they were one and done in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Without those 2 years of Tom Brady, like, for sure, they would have wasted Mike Evans' career.
Yeah, Mike Evans is definitely veering on too successful for this.
I think he's too successful now. Like, he would have been on this list had Tom Brady never become a Buccaneer.
Or even just, like, the day after Brady retired. But, like, they've been around. They've been a decent team.
Yeah, and they won a playoff game, like, 2 years ago. Yeah. So it's a little hard to include them on
this. But he is one of those where it's, like, again, surefire Hall of Famer, but if you tell like an average fan that, maybe now because he before this year had the 1,000-yard streak for so long.
Yeah.
But if like when Tom Brady signed with the Bucs, you're like, Tom Brady signed to play with a surefire Hall of Famer, Mike mm-hmm. Evans, and it really doesn't matter that he won the Super Bowl.
I mean, heck, you could argue Andre Johnson because
Andre Johnson was on my list. Yeah. So was Arian Foster.
Yeah,
I wanted to JJ. Wait before we get to the local angle, but yes.
Yes, and what John Belmer just mentioned also came in from 8446 on the text line, J.J. Watt.
Yeah.
Like, J.J., it wasn't just the Texans. J.J. Arizona. Watt also got wasted by Arizona for 2 years.
Did they make the playoffs with
Watt? There was that year that Arizona started 7-0, like three seasons ago. I want to say...
I'll look it up.
Look it up. Like, I don't know. I thought the year that Arizona started off 7-0 was the year before
the
Watt.
The first year was...
But even if it was with Watt, they made the playoffs and lost the first game. So it was still wasted. I mean, in to a level like Calvin Johnson, right? Like made the playoffs, but were one and done.
Yeah, they 2021 they went one and done.
Okay, there you go. So and then another text in from the text line 1602 says Dan Marino. Like it's a little tougher for me to make that. Like I hear what the texter's saying. It's a little tougher for me to make the argument though with a quarterback just because it's so much in their control. Comparatively to other positions.
Should have just put the laces out.
Yeah. Exactly. Laces out, Dan.
Yeah.
Einhorn knew.
Ray Finkel.
Finkel is Einhorn. Einhorn is Finkel.
Spoiler alert.
Thank you for that.
Spoiler alert.
Movie from 1983.
I think because they made the Super Bowl in year two.
Year two, and then he never went back. Yeah.
Yeah. That's a tough one. He might also be too successful. And like you said, there's so much in his control. Like
it's
with Calvin Johnson, with Andre Johnson, with these guys, with a defensive player, it is out of your hands. Like Myles Garrett, there's only so much you can do. Whereas a quarterback, you can do that. Dan Marino did that.
he did it once.
Yeah. So I do think that. You're getting your career wasted is a little bit different than the Dan Marino story.
Okay, and true, Myles Garrett, Cleveland has been horrific. He chose to go back to Cleveland.
Sure.
He chose to sign a big contract and go back to a Trout team.
He did sign up
team,
to have
so,
his career wasted, yeah. So, but he still has had his career wasted.
Yeah,
Mike Trout's, the...
Same thing.
That's why Mike Trout was the first name I thought of, was just because it's so much like Myles Garrett, where... Basically, since day one, it's like this guy is an amazing, on the all-time great track. You know, there wasn't really a minute in the NFL where you're like, Myles Garrett, not sure how this one's going to play out. Same thing with Mike Trout, where I think it was in year two. He either won the MVP or was second place Miguel Cabrera, who had the Triple Crown.
There was a five-year, maybe six-year period where he was first or second in MVP voting every year.
Yeah. So
it was insane.
Like with both those guys, it's just like they're good from day one, and they never had a team around them.
From 1602, another submission here, Carl Malone. Now, see,
what?
Two finals. Three finals because he went to the Lakers, but he was a hanger on with that one.
Yeah, I forgot about that one.
But I don't know. I don't know how you feel about this, guys. But I kind of have a similar thought with. Like the best player in an NBA team that I do the quarterback on an NFL team, like it's kind of in your control. I can't say your career was wasted, especially since we're in the playoffs every year. Like to me, if I was going to make the argument for Carl Malone, it'd be because he's leading the league in scoring each year, but they're missing the playoffs.
Yeah, I was trying to think of an NBA one. It's for that reason. It is tough where all these guys, at least they at least have a run,
Tracy McGrady.
I was thinking McGrady. Yeah, McGrady
is a good one.
Carmelo Anthony was another one.
Oh, Carmelo Anthony, yeah, for sure. Another one from 6171 on the text line. This was one I had on my list. This is a shout out for Cam here, but LaDainian Tomlinson. Now they at least got to an AFC title game when Phillip Rivers played on a torn ACL. But there were so many years where the Chargers were 12-4, and they get the bye and then come in and lose their first playoff game, not to dig up old painful memories for Cam here. But LaDainian Tomlinson certainly feels like a player. Like he is unquestionably the best running back of his generation, and it counted for zero Super Bowls and one AFC title game.
Yeah, I mean, that's a tricky one because he played on a lot of good Charger teams.
They were good, but never great.
They were good, but never. I mean, they obviously they can never make it to the Super Bowl. So I mean, in regards of like playoff victories and Super Bowl stuff, yeah, you could argue that like LT had his career wasted, but he was still on really good like Chargers.
It's definitely
teams.
Lower down on the tier. Like if we were to rank the guys we've named so far, he definitely isn't as high.
Back to the Karl Malone thing, I can't get on board with that because they damn near made the playoffs every year.
Yeah.
Like
no,
that's not a bad team.
I wouldn't say his career was wasted.
Yeah.
He made three finals.
Yeah, and who cares? Karl Malone sucks anyways. Screw him.
I was wondering he if does. I was wondering
good.
If,
not
if,
a great
Ryan,
person.
If Ryan not was a great gonna person. Bring up like Utah Jazz are disqualified because
yeah.
they suck.
I don't feel bad for him.
F the Jazz, yeah, I'm 100%
Stockton,
with that.
Career wasted.
Greg Oshertag,
yeah.
Career wasted, get out of here.
Andre Kirilenko.
Well, yeah. Later on, but yes. Another one from the text line, 0861 Rocky text in. And this is another one from Melissa. Me and the listeners, simpatico, but Ken Griffey Jr.
Mm.
Now they did.
My
they
favorite
did have
player
a couple,
of all time.
They, ugh, dude, he was so good.
Oh.
His swing was baseball porn. But they don't turn your head away from me, Sean.
The only,
I'm not making this uncomfortable. You're making this uncomfortable.
The only
it's
baseball.
More the like, ugh.
Ken Griffey Jr.
The only baseball gear that I have that's not Astros is strictly
is it really?
Ken Griffey.
Yeah, I love Ken Griffey, man. But they did make a couple playoff appearances with the Mariners, I believe. But then once he went to the Reds and, I mean, White Sox at the end of his career, like, they had no chance. And then he started to get injured at that point.
Because he was on some good teams with, like, Ichiro and Edgar Martinez. Like, Seattle at one point
did
with
they
him,
over
I
with
think
Ichiro?
They won, like, 118 games in one year. Like,
Ichiro's rookie year, 2001, they did. I thought Griffey had left by then. I could be wrong on that.
I could have sworn they played, like, one
but,
or two
I mean,
years.
Griffey definitely made the playoffs with, he was on the same team as Randy Johnson and Alex Rodriguez. They made the playoffs, but didn't get to even a World Series with them. Yeah, Jay Buhner. Yeah, look at you.
All right.
I like that. Any other names come to mind for you guys?
Roy Oswalt.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's not bad. I hadn't thought about that. Would you put Berkman into that also?
Yeah.
I was thinking, and this is one where I'm stretching the, you know, this is me digging through the history books, but Nolan Ryan.
Sure.
It's
a little tougher to say because he played for four teams and he does have a ring.
Angels,
one
Mets, super Rangers, early.
Yeah, he was a hanger on for that one.
Yeah.
Because he was so young.
When
but
he was, no, you know,
he wasn't Nolan
F. and Ryan.
Yeah, he wasn't Nolan F. and Ryan. Yet.
Yeah.
Another one from the text line, also on my list. I like where you guys are thinking, but 6575 text in. It really feels like this kind of becomes a Browns question at some point, but Joe Thomas, like one of the greatest offensive lineman of his generation.
It's a good call.
But a guy that played with, I don't know if you've ever guys have seen this video, but there was a video where they asked him, like, hey, can you name all the quarterbacks you protected? And I think he eventually got all the names, but there's a few where he was like, he had to pause and like think for a while. They just put, I mean, we've all seen
the jersey with the
jersey.
Tape. Yeah.
And
that's what Joe Thomas had to deal with for his entire, the dude was a first ballot Hall of Famer and he played with absolutely nothing at quarterback.
Yeah. I mean, the jersey, it's not like a perfect one-to-one because I think the jersey starts when they
got back.
Yeah. And he was what, like 07 draft somewhere
something
there.
Like, something like that.
So yeah, like it picks up with, you know, Kelly Holcomb or whoever.
it starts with Tim Couch, but Joe Thomas not
I mean,
in the league
I,
yet.
I know this is probably a stretch, but in the short time that he was in the league, he was phenomenal for many years. Chris Johnson with the Titans.
Yeah. Also then went to the J.J. Watt went to the Cardinals and continued to have his career wasted. one more name that was on my list that hasn't been mentioned yet, but Tony Gwynn. Like, the Padres did go to one World Series in 98, but got swept by the Yankees. And other than that, the Padres were a pretty bad team.
That's what I was trying to, like, look
one
at
of the
teams.
Best hitters, like, the best three hitters, like, pure hitters of all time.
Yeah, because I was trying to, like, just go through, like, historically bad teams. Like, all right, who played for the Oakland A's for a really long time? Because, obviously, your career was wasted.
And with some of those, you know, especially with the A's, Marlins,
Marlins,
those kind of teams. Well, it's a lot. It's like, well, they
would win a World Series and then just sell everybody off.
Or it's like Giancarlo Stanton, like, well, he got the hell out of there. You know, like they all got the hell out of there before.
Yeah,
before they got their career
Christian
fully
I believe Christian Yelich also started with
Yelich was on. Yeah, Yelich was on one of those teams. They had another.
I wish Mike Trout would have, booked it from L.A. and we could have had some more playoff moments with him. That one's the saddest one to me.
You see it. I mean, you see. We mentioned Ohtani when obviously he kind of changed the paradigm when he came in. It's like, oh, this is kind of the guy now. It's a little bit like Toy Story where it's like we kind of dropped Mike Trout and it's like we have Buzz Lightyear now. And it's
perfect comparison.
And Shohei Ohtani. And he was on that. If we do this show
until he left.
2 years ago, he's on this list. Like for maybe before Mike Trout, we come up with Ohtani.
That is the weirdest part of this because to my knowledge, like we talked about Myles Garrett and Mike Trout, who might be one and two on this list. And it's not like the NBA where, okay, you can leave, but you're going to sacrifice like $50 million because you lose that extra year or whatever, like from the super max or whatever. Like, to my knowledge, that same rule doesn't apply for Major League Baseball or the NFL. Like, the real lesson from this is for the Mike Trouts and the Myles Garrett's, like, why would you stay? Like if Myles Garrett, when he requested a trade, hadn't backed down, he's still getting, I would say at least 95 cents on the dollar. Yeah. 90 cents on the dollar and you go win a ring.
Might be playing for the Packers right now.
Might be playing for the Packers. Yeah, exactly.
Because like, the reason I say Packers is because they eventually did make a giant trade to pay a DN this year and Micah Parsons. So they might have just made that trade.
And same thing with Mike Trout. Like Mike Trout, I can't remember what his contract was, but like you're telling me if he forces his hand with the Angels or just leaves
I was going to say he signed like a 12-year deal. In I want to say like 2018 or 19 range, so like he had he had the out and he any loyalty. This segment's really about loyalty and why
about why it's stupid. You should not be never do.
Actually,
it.
Let's go back to talking about the transfer portal and how awesome it is. It's great.
Loyalty is stupid.
Stupid. Get out of there. Transfer to LSU.
All right, we're gonna pick all the NFL playoff games coming up this week and next when the bullpen returns. ESPN Radio 97.9 HD2 and 97.5 FM. Saved it.
Listen to ESPN 97.5 in HD. 97.9 HD2. Is the bullpen
on ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
Live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here are the producers of ESPN 97.5.
Welcome back into the bullpen on ESPN Radio 97.5 FM and 97.9 HD2 here with you until 2 o'clock. Brian McDonald, Sean Mapes, Cam Smith, and John Belmer leading you up to Aggies basketball. Mount Rushmore plus one coming up next segment. A few texts to get through before we get to our picks here. On great players who had their career wasted on bad teams. From 2650 mentions Frank Thomas, which I think a pretty good submission there. Kind of the other conference equivalent of Jeff Bagwell. If none of us mentioned Bagwell, I mean we can
Jim Tomey.
Yeah,
I don't know if I want to say Bagwell got wasted because they made the playoffs so much and they flamed out.
That's why
it's kind of on you.
I thought Bagwell and Biggio a lot too.
I looked up the list to see if I was missing anyone, and one of the lists did put Biggio on them. But I was like,
But that's like,
I don't know. Like he kind of wasted his own career.
Yeah, it wasn't bad teams. They wasted. Being on good opportunities.
Well, they
on
also
good
ran
teams.
Up against Braves.
I was going to say, they're always like the third best team in the National League.
They had to face Kevin Brown twice in a series in 98, and then the other three times they ran into the Braves pitching.
Yeah.
One more text here. Another texter mentioned Joe Thomas, but we've already mentioned him multiple times. And then Johnny in the break mentioned Damian Lillard, which so did 2239. He texted in Damian Lillard. And the second one I don't agree with on the basis, I don't think he's an all-time great, but Bradley Beal. Like, Bradley Beal was wasted on the Wizards before he eventually got the trade to the Suns, and that didn't work out either.
Yeah,
I don't think he was good enough to really qualify for the list.
Speaking of who wants to waste their career, Trae Young.
Yeah, well, I think career already wasted.
That's the thing where it's like it turns into a different list of like Zion Williamson.
Yeah,
it's wasting his career.
It's
all time great. It's those are like all time great talents that get wasted. You know, like Derrick Rose. I thought Derrick Rose. I was like, well, he just got hurt a bunch and was a lesser guy.
Yeah, it's a different. It's more of a what could have been conversation, yeah. then career got wasted because they're on a terrible team that didn't support them. All right, let's get to our NFL picks, picking every game from Wild Card Weekend. Cam, why don't you update us with the standings, and then we'll get into the picks.
Be happy to. So, BMAC.
You say that because you're in first.
Yep.
Although I'm close.
You are.
I could catch you this weekend.
You're a little making me a little nervous. I'm trying to take this home. So BMAC is sitting at 35 and 25. I am at 38 and 22. Belmer is at 25 and 30. Sean is tiptoeing at that 500 at 28 and 27. And then Joe is back over 500 at 15 and 10.
I have to say, quickly, before we go, John Belmer started off like 0-12.
Yeah.
The fact that he's only five games below 500 right now means he's been on fire. Yeah. So you know what? Good job, John Belmer. You have turned it around. Your picks have been pretty solid. Actually, better than solid over these last couple months. All right. What's our first game, Cam?
Peaking at the right time.
That's right.
Houston versus Pittsburgh.
Houston is my answer.
Mine as well.
It's football time in Houston, folks.
Damn right. Ready to play.
We're ready.
Yeah, there's no question. Taking the Texans.
Yeah, suck at Pittsburgh. Yeah. All right, what's next?
Chargers versus the Patriots.
Oh. Should Cam pick last or first?
Doesn't matter. My answer is not going to change. Chargers.
Patriots.
Patriots.
I wasn't falling for that one.
What a pump fake.
That didn't work.
I think the Patriots probably win this game, but I'm going to go with the Chargers.
Whoa.
I'm going to say rookie in his first playoff game has some issues. Okay.
You got a friend.
An ally.
Got a friend in me.
All right, what's up next?
Buffalo versus Jacksonville.
This is the first one where I'm actually having to spend like mental capacity thinking about
here,
it.
I'll give you the
game's tomorrow, so you can go back and forth.
Yeah. Yeah, Sean, you want to go first?
Yeah, I was going to buy you a little time and go game of the week?
Yeah, I think so.
Game you're most interested in watching?
Yeah, the game I'm most excited to watch. Either that or Philly-San Francisco,
really?
I think
Philly plays terrible football.
Yeah, they do.
On the definition of the question, I'm not excited to watch the Philadelphia Eagles.
Okay, yeah.
Ever.
If it was a most competitive, maybe the Philly-San Francisco yes. one's there, but it might just be terrible football.
I don't want to watch that.
Although San Francisco's defense is so bad that they might make Philly look good.
Jaguars.
That was enough time for me to say Jaguars also.
Okay.
Belmer? Yeah. Oh, apologies. You know what? I'm going to go Buffalo. I'm going to see if Josh can get his first road win.
Yeah, simpatico.
Are you guys still in simpatico?
I want to see Jags lose. I'll take Buffalo.
Oh, all right.
Split down the middle.
Little Cam Smith, John Belmer tag team here. Yeah. All right, so that leaves Broncos hosting. Nope, Broncos are on a bye.
That leaves Green Bay versus Chicago.
Green Bay versus Chicago. I'll pick the home team here. Give me the Bears.
I'm also rolling with the Bears.
I don't believe in Jordan Love in that offense.
Yeah. I really wish it was Malik Willis this week. No. give me the Bears. Give me the Bears.
The Bears.
Yeah, Johnny? I think the Bears are in it too, but this is, I think, the funnest game.
This was the runner-up.
I think they're projecting snow for this game, so at least for me, that adds.
Division rivals, it should be a good one.
It's coin flip.
Next, we have San Francisco versus Philadelphia.
Do I have to watch this game? My first question.
No.
Okay, because Philly might bore us, as Sean said. Man, this is boring, but I'll pick the Eagles. They're at home. Their defense is good. I don't trust the Niners' defense. Give me the Eagles.
Yep, agree.
I'm going to go San Francisco.
Oh, okay.
Okay, I'm also going San Francisco.
What is going on here?
I just want to see the Niners play in their home stadium for the Super Bowl.
Yeah, we've seen it a couple times now, though. I'm kind of over that. Like, the Bucks kind of broke through with that a few years ago. All right, what's left here?
Left, and this is the spread. We have
That's the only game left?
That's what's listed on here.
Okay, yeah. I'm just making sure.
I'm double-checking, yes.
Okay, all right.
Rams
It feels like we got through that fast, but...
Rams versus the Panthers.
Spread is 10.5?
10.5.
Oh, man.
Yikes.
I had to make this game the spread just because, there's no fun in picking this game without a spread involved. I will say the Rams cover. Give me Rams minus 10.5.
Yeah.
It's not enough to me.
Give me the Panthers.
Oh, look at that.
10.5? Give me the Panthers. $1,000.
Yeah, that's a
the
lot.
Half made the difference.
These guys, they these, win guys, by 10. These guys get paid too. Come on.
You sure?
Breaking out all the cliches. Did I hear you say you're picking the Rams?
I am. I'm just want to make sure before I type in, you're sure with Carolina.
Carolina Panthers. Hey, did these teams play in the regular season at all?
They did.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, how'd they that did.
Game the Panthers won.
Oh, okay. But where was that game played?
In Carolina.
Oh, and this one, obviously, because the Rams are so much better.
It's in Carolina also.
What?
I know.
Yeah, Sean just laid out everything that I was thinking about in my mind. Yeah, I'm going
to be
Carolina.
10 points worse than they were
Sean Mapes,
3 weeks ago.
Sean Mapes bleeds Carolina blue. John Belmer, what's
keep
your
pounding.
Pick?
I'm going with Carolina.
All right, we're split on that.
We're split.
Oh, you guys disagree for the first time.
Yes, we have today.
I don't know how to handle that.
My heart breaks.
I'll handle that by going to break right now, because on the other side of the break, it's time for Mount Rushmore Plus One. Don't go anywhere.
ESPN 97.5.
Quit it now!
ESPN Radio 97.5. We'll have to have Michael Carroll fix that one. I forgot to mention it to him. That is not on John Belmer. Really, it's not on me either. It's really on Michael Carroll. But I forgot to mention that to Michael during the week. He saved over one of the he saved over the Mount Rushmore Plus One Open with one of the Tom Squatch Part Open. So, whatever. It is now time for the best part of your weekend, Houston. It feels weird to say that without the bet underneath. But it's time for Mount Rushmore Plus One, the game-changing, award-winning segment that has forever changed the landscape of sports radio and will get us, the four of us, plus a host of others, Andrew Carlson, Josh Chavans, A.J. Russ, too many to name.
Yeah.
Probably five or six more that I'm forgetting off the
top
of my head.
Not Michael Carroll.
Especially not Michael Carroll.
No, one mistake isn't going to keep
that bad segment.
But it will get us into the Texas Radio Hall of Fame in far less than the 27 years it took those bums, John Lance, to get there. With that being said, it is now time for Mount Rushmore Plus One. Does anybody, well, not Mapes, obviously, but does anyone want to go first? Cam?
No.
John? No? Okay, I will go first. That's fine. So my Mount Rushmore Plus One is on... You remember Kirk Cinetti said the famous phrase, I win, Google me?
Yeah.
This is a list of players who should not say Google me, because what might come up, not great for them, okay?
Is there a former USC running back that's on this
one? O.J. Simpson. Well, he can't say it, he's dead. So,
oh, okay.
So I excluded dead athletes, yes.
excluded Don't Google
me. Now, I've got a list of like 12, like, and I could have kept going. I might do this for a month.
Yeah,
but
part to it.
We'll start locally here for this first rendition of players who should not say Google me. Jalen Green. Now look, now what he did in the comfort of a room with other teammates is his own business. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, a video's out there, and you should not Google Jalen Green, Josh Christopher has fun with teammates in a bed doing certain things. I'm just saying, don't Google that.
I mean, you probably shouldn't even just look up, like, I mean, Josh Christopher, honestly.
Yes.
I was going to say Jalen Green and Josh Christopher. I think just look at Josh Christopher might actually be the pick on
this. That might be the pick of the two.
Jalen Green, like, at least his stats will pop up.
So next one on my list, going back a little bit with a few of these, but Najee Davenport. I don't know if you guys know this story, but he was a running back for the Packers in the 90s, and he once snuck into a dorm room of a lady he used to date. She opened the closet door where he had snuck into, and she found the man, again, a former NFL player, pooping in a laundry basket in her dorm room.
Hmm.
So, again, don't Google Najee Davenport poops in laundry basket in a dorm room. Don't Google that.
Well, you described it well enough. I don't have to.
Yeah, exactly. So another name you should not Google or tell athletes should not say Google me, Eugene Robinson. Why does that name sound familiar? Because the day before the Super Bowl, he solicited a prostitute.
Oh, this guy's the NFL man of the year.
I believe the proper terminology these days is escort.
Sex worker.
Well, sure.
You're going to say S worker?
Escort.
Oh, escort? I thought you were going to say sex worker. Okay. What's more politically correct?
Or madam of the evening.
Yeah.
Madam of the evening. That's what we'll go
some
with.
Some company.
That's sad.
Night before the Super Bowl.
Yes. Friendly company. Yeah. Yes. So Eugene Robinson should not say Google me. Another person who should not say Google me, we're going to go to coaches now for one, and that is Joe Cullen. who used to be a defensive line coach for the Lions, who was found naked and passed out in the Wendy's drive-thru.
In his car or just like...
In his car, yeah. He was naked in his car in the Wendy's drive-thru like at 2 in the morning, hammered drunk and passed out.
Who hasn't?
Sean's like, I did that at Taco Bell last week.
Actually, there are more Taco Bell stories than you would imagine. They'll be on future episodes.
So I'm not surprised.
Just a warning to Sean Mays, who I know loves himself.
Taco Bell's like the Florida incidents that happen at fast food.
Right, I feel like Waffle House is.
Yeah,
Waffle House isn't fast food.
It's not fast.
Okay. That's fine dining.
You got on a technicality.
It's not fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But number
you get
one,
a meal and a show.
Number one on this version of athletes who should not say Google me, Brett Favre.
Yeah.
Brett Favre, for multiple reasons, for some things he did in Mississippi with taking people's money, and also for pictures he sent to attractive women he saw on Florida State sidelines.
Yeah, I think in general, if you have pictures that you've sent to attractive women on Florida State sidelines, I think if those pictures are out, don't say Google me.
Unless it's impressive like Greg Oden. Like, Greg Oden might be able to still say Google me because, like hey, I got something to show. Brett Favre, wasn't impressive.
All right. Good to know.
All right, Cam, your transition here.
Not Googling him.
I said don't Google Brett Favre.
Definitely not. Okay.
Since picked a Florida State alum.
So mine stems from I went out the other evening.
Wendy's?
With it.
Drive-thru?
Were you drunk?
Passed out?
Who woke you up?
I did.
Naked?
No, what? I woke up at home in my bed.
You wake up before or after you ate the junior bacon cheeseburger?
I haven't been to Wendy's in like 5 years, so I don't, sorry.
What are you doing with your life?
Wendy's and Burger King, to me, are like the worst fast food Jack in the Box.
Disrespectful to Wendy's.
Continue, but
I... disrespectful to women?
I'm putting an asterisk on
this
conversation.
Yes, to all women. to Dave Thomas, a great man.
And to Square Hamburgers.
Oh, boy, that's funny. I went out with this young lady. And tonight we have another evening planned, and we're doing something different.
Why
so
are you saying it like this?
I'm leading up to, so basically it's like different. It's like date ideas that aren't your like typical, like go to the bar, go to a restaurant.
I was just worried.
You're describing this in a very similar way that Brian was describing Eugene Robinson.
Yes.
Thank God. Not at all. Please. No correlation.
So is this a madam of the evening that you'll be
No.
He's paying for is this date idea.
Well, hopefully dinner too.
We might have dinner. Yeah, I don't know.
James might skip ahead.
Speaking of dinner, though, cooking class.
Okay, I've actually done that with my wife.
Have you?
Yeah.
I haven't done that yet, but I've always wanted to do
it. I think it was Sur La Table. I don't know how to
that name sounds
it.
Kind of. Yeah, I think I saw it on like Yelp.
Made pasta and stuff. It's pretty cool.
See, that's cool because you're doing something together. It's different. One of you might know how to cook, the other one doesn't, so you can help each other with that. So, cooking class. This is a little bit of a throwback, but they're starting to bring this back a little bit more. But drive-in movie, like I know movie is kind of like a simple idea if you do it at home, but if you go to like the drive-through. It comes through the speaker.
It is funny that drive-in movie theater, basic idea. Drive-in movie theater. Oh, some thought got put in.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, elevated.
Oh, I can barely see this movie.
And it sounds way worse.
Yeah, but you're not, if you're going to a drive-in
you're not watching the movie.
That's why this is on Cam's list, we know.
There's a backseat for a reason.
Well, okay. There's a backseat regardless of a drive-in.
Cam is far more wholesome to have those ideas,
Tom. Watch the sunset on the beach.
God, you're so old.
Why?
Continue.
It's the end of a Cialis commercial.
Yeah.
What are you
going to say next? It's separate bathtubs?
Go grab some food. Go.
Are you going to stand outside and throw a football through a swinging tire?
While train plays? Yeah.
I am not that old. Fine, whatever.
How blue is that little pill?
What?
And fellas, she'll like it too. Shout out to Frank Thomas.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. He didn't have his career wasted.
All-time great.
He's still hitting it out of the ballpark. You know what I'm saying?
Great.
Oh, my God.
Okay, you got two left, I believe.
Yeah.
Okay.
A little scenic day trip to, like, a small town.
Okay.
You know?
Sure.
Some of those small towns have, like, you know, little antique shops, little restaurants that you can go hit up something a little different. And then in honor of tonight, Low Rider Show.
Is that where you're going tonight?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
Sure am.
Okay.
I have questions, but maybe we should move on to John Belmer.
We should.
Okay. John Belmer, what is your Mount Rushmore plus one?
Sure. So I was watching, you know, some YouTube Texans content, and I heard one of the online guys say something that I thought was interesting. The Texans hype video. Did anybody take a look at that?
The one with Watt? Yeah.
Yeah, with J.J. Watt. And I kind of agree with him. Why is J.J. Watt doing the hype video? There's zero chance that he wants the Texans to win the game on Monday night. His brother plays for the Steelers.
I mean, he did say we during a broadcast.
His brother plays for the Steelers.
Yeah. I know.
T.J. Watt.
Yeah.
There's no question. He doesn't. I'm thinking maybe they shot it before and, you know, just kind of worked out this way. But
they didn't know who they were playing.
But come on. I mean, he clearly wants his brother to win. So this is just kind of a thrown together Mount Rushmore plus one of other people that would have been better for this specific hype video here for the Texans rather than a guy whose brother's playing for the other team. Even though he's a Houston legend. Number five, Booker T again, but this time with The Undertaker, because last year's was a hell of a promo. I don't know if y'all remember last year's Booker T. Yeah. It was great. Number four on my list, the newest Houston resident, Tatsuya Amai. Just throw him in there.
It's going to be a short video.
Yeah, he doesn't even know what he's rooting for. But him at the Texans game, throwing up the H's and then cheering on the court side with Kevin Durant's three. He's putting himself in this city pretty well here. Number three, I put D'Amico Ryans. Like,
okay.
D'Amico Ryans is this team's hype guy. He was.
I don't know if you'd want to, though.
I don't think you want to pull a lot of the big players away from the game this week for this.
That's
but
why
like,
I also don't think you want to do the
coach. Yeah, you want to pull the coach away?
Like, no, but you have your offensive coach, you have your defensive coach, you got all the other coaches. D'Amico, to me, is the hype guy, the culture change.
It is like, one of those things where it's like, this probably takes an afternoon. Like,
yeah, exactly.
It's not like the worst thing in the world.
Exactly.
I mean, just put him on camera, have him say swarm, and then the rest can be narrator.
And you're done, yeah. Number two was Megan Thee Stallion, just for the optics of the video.
The optics. Yeah. You know exactly where you're going with this one.
What are the optics?
I don't know. Okay. You can use your imagination.
What John's eyes go to?
The memory I have of what she was wearing at the first pitch.
A recreation of the first pitch that you're interested in? Yeah.
Perhaps you could take her to a lowrider show, Cam.
Megan Thee Stallion?
Yeah.
Sure, if she wants to.
Number one, Joshua Van, current UFC champion from Houston. Just put some championship blood in there. You know what I mean?
I see what you did. Blood, UFC. I see what you did there, Johnny.
I was thinking Brian Cushing was going to make an
appearance. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Brian Cushing would be bad. The steroid stuff, you know.
Wow.
So, who cares?
Besmirched the name of the great Brian Cushing.
A little bit.
All right, clean this up here, Mapes. Go ahead and main event this thing.
My Mount Rushmore plus one this week is of dumb things that make me believe in a player just a little bit less.
Could you say you lost all respect for them in this case?
No, it's more just like I mentally downgrade them as a player just a little bit when they commit one of these offenses.
Okay.
First one, this is coming from watching a season full of college football. The eye black usage.
Oh.
How you're deploying your eye black.
Is this a nine thing?
Says a lot to me about you and your character. All right? It says a lot about
if you take it and smear it all the way down the cheek. Oh.
Or the like where it's not smeared, but it goes down the cheek like you're in Kiss. That also I don't like.
Yes.
Wearing eye black in a dome. I'm also like, what are we doing?
Yeah. It's a very J.J. McCarthy thing.
Yes. Well, just wait.
Okay.
Having a weird voice. This is dumb, but just like a voice that like you don't expect to come out.
Is this a Patrick Mahomes thing?
Not really. I mean, he overcame that for sure. There's also like, if you ever heard like Evan Turner speak, he has a weird voice. I don't know. There's just like, it's not an accent. It's more just like specifically how your voice sounds.
Like a Mike Tyson thing.
Yeah. Carl Anthony Towns. That kind of.
Carl Anthony Towns is a good one.
This next one, I just, Bear Bachmeier.
Yeah, just because because he wears a linebacker number playing quarterback.
Because he wears that. Also, Bear, not a huge fan of that. But I don't want to say because of your name as one of these.
What about his brother, Tiger? Bear.
Tiger, I don't love that either. I think especially at quarterback. I think other positions, I can have a Bear. I can have, you know.
If like
you
a, go, line, a linebacker. How do you say linebacker? I think that's an asset to
him. It's awesome. Quarterback, 47.
Give me a good name like John or Michael. That's what you're saying.
For both, John Michael.
Or Fernando.
Or Fernando, yeah. I hear what you're saying, Sean.
Yes. And, okay, this next one. Got two more. This one, I'm interested in what Cam thinks about this.
Uh-oh.
Going from zero tattoos to a ton of them over a very short amount of time.
Yeah, yep. I'm with you there.
I just am like, I have some questions.
What happened in your life?
It also speaks to like, oh, so you got money for the first time in your life and the first thing that you wanted to do was spend yeah. thousands of it on your arms?
Yeah, there is definitely a question that goes there.
J.J. Redick, a perpetrator of this when he was a Clipper, going from no tattoos at all to a full sleeve in an off season. Cam, your thought as a tattooed person?
Yes, I can attest to that because I had I think I got my first tattoo when I was 20, and I only had like 5 by the time I hit 25 or 26. But then I went to a tattoo artist who was doing it out of his house, so I didn't have to pay expensive shop fees. Great. So that's when I went from 5 to 44.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. And that's good. That's good for you. That kind of decision making just does not lead me to believing that you would be a great quarterback, you know?
Thank you. That's why I never played quarterback.
Yeah, exactly.
The only reason.
And last one, like I did with Bear Bachmeier, kind of all of it. JJ McCarthy, kind of all
just
of it.
Just all of it, just the whole thing.
Eye black. He commits
the nine, the stupid face.
Giving yourself a nickname, the face, trying to like self like mythologize yes. as you're playing. Like where I'm like,
wait, I turn into nine.
Wait until you retire and you can make The Last Dance and like really like build a monument to yourself. Like don't do it between your like second and third start in the NFL.
Creating like an alter ego wrestling character for yourself that transforms your game doesn't work if your game isn't good.
No.
It's like Kobe, let's wait till your game is good. Like Mamba. Yeah.
He waited until he had three championships drop Black Mamba.
Exactly.
Don't do that.
You got to have some
pelts on the wall.
Yes, exactly. You took the words out of my mouth. All right. One more segment to go. When we get back, we'll talk about the worst people in sports this week and what we love from sports this week leading up to the Aggies basketball game at 2 o'clock. Bullpen will return in a couple minutes.
ESPN 97.5. This is the Bullpen
on ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
Live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here are the producers of ESPN 97.5.
Welcome back in to the Bullpen final segment today. Back next week, Sean, Cam, myself, Brian, and John Belmer behind the glass. We finish off the way we always do today, leading into Aggies basketball at the top of the hour. But with our worst people in sports today, or this week, in what we love from sports this week. My worst person in sports this week is Al Michaels deciding to return for another season of Thursday Night Football and telling us he's still at the top of his game. You are not, and I wish a different voice. Look, all due respect, one of the greatest of all time. Put him up on Mount Rushmore.
But
you're in your 80s. You're not at the top of your game, even though you said you are, and you should not be the voice of Thursday Night Football.
I think a man has the right to earn a living.
Go out in the shield.
Earn a living however he needs to feed his family, all right? So
I was going to say something really mean. Well, I will pass. Instead, Cam, who's your worst person in sports?
I'm not going to say it's more of a worst happening, worst thing. I just feel bad for Anthony Davis. I mean, just another like brutal injury, probably going to have surgery, miss another 2 or 3 months. Like I really like Anthony Davis. Dude can't stay healthy.
On the cusp of getting traded.
Yeah, he was about to be traded, yeah. Sean, your worst person?
Lane Kiffin for...
That's a name we should put up in the rafters of worst
next
person.
Next to Paul Pierce?
Yeah, next to Paul Pierce. But that was really just a Josh Evans thing. But.
For pretending like he wasn't happy that Ole Miss lost.
Oh, he was totally happy.
Just like him still trying to fake support the team. I get it, dude, but come on.
No one's buying it.
J.J. Watt not rooting for the Texans secretly, despite doing the hype video. Lane Kiffin, despite whatever he tweets, was not rooting for Trindade Chambliss whatsoever.
Do you think, true or false, he did a really oversold fist pump when Carson Beck scooted into the end zone?
I think he did a excited and then, oh no, like he did like, yeah, caught, he, like caught himself like a...
Yeah, he had to like feign. Yeah, he had to feign like, oh,
like the
damn.
Like the Drake reaction.
Oh, they almost had it. Damn. Oh, all the humanity. Yeah, one of those deals. All right, couple minutes left in the show. That means it's time to stop swimming with the English sharks. Instead, we will doggy paddle over to the Sea of Tranquility. Great sound effects there, Cam.
That
freaked me out. I was like, where did that come from?
Can you do that again on command?
I don't know if that even...
All right, we are in the Sea of Tranquility. I don't know if anyone on radio actually heard that, but that was well done, Cam. So let's talk about what we love from sports. Sweet Cam, you get the first honor since you gave us those amazing sound effects.
Thank you. This name was brought up earlier, but I'm going to go the Astros pitcher, Tatsuya Ime, for coming to Houston and immediately...
Throwing up the H. Going
just
to a Texans game?
Just already just grasping the H-Town culture.
Great coaching you by think whoever been, taught him how to
You think
throw
he's been to Whataburger yet? Like, can we fully ingrate, get him involved in the Houston culture? What has he been to HEB? Like,
I think he's filmed an HEB commercial.
Maybe so.
Just have him do it all.
Just have him do it all. First day. All right.
They sell sushi at HEB. There's a bit there where he's like showing those guys sushi or something.
And highly offended by what is put in front of him, probably. This is what you call sushi.
San Antonio roll. No, we don't have those. Thing I love from sports this week, John Cena.
Oh,
recently retired WWE superstar. You can't see him
anymore.
Tapped
out like a...
You can see him in movies.
You can't see him in movies.
I saw him in Peacemaker, yeah.
He took time to shout out a Tampa area Honda dealership because he, and this is reading from his tweet, took the Civic R Type R in for service and was fortunate enough to pick up a brand new at Honda Prelude. Thank you, WC Honda, for helping add this boost beauty to the Honda lineup. Time to see what this thing can do. Several exclamation points. And here's
a hashtag ad in there somewhere?
Nope. It's just a picture of him at a Honda dealership shaking hands with a Honda dealer while holding up
a
Honda Prelude.
I don't know what's weird sort of Honda days reality we're trapped in, but let's move on. The thing I love from sports this week, wow, I was not expecting that. Was this comment after the game, after Indiana crushed Oregon, from their head coach, Kurt Cignetti?
Coach, I know you're thinking about the next game, but when will you stop and appreciate how special and how historic all of this has been?
I'm really not thinking about the next game. I'm thinking about cracking open a beer.
Oh, hell yeah! And I'm thinking about cracking some skulls when the Texans invade Pittsburgh and taking on those Pittsburgh Steelers. I'm talking about Will Anderson Jr. I'm talking about Danielle Hunter. Stop in a mud hole in Aaron Rodgers.
Stomp a mud hole in your ass and walk it dry.
That's right. Walking that sump beat dry. Thank you, Stone Cold. We're talking about, hey, if you think C.J. Stroud's going to throw for 300 yards, give me a hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
If you think Woody Marks will run for 100 yards, give me a hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
If you think Will Anderson's getting home for 2 sacks, give me a hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
That's right. Texas going to Pittsburgh. Take that victory Monday night. We're out of here. Aggies basketball up next. See ya.
And that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold said so.
ESPN 97.5.